I know the DJ.
Do you?
You gotta
90s baby, stand up.
You're coming back because I'm blowing in it. Pause. I take my craft serious.
Get the hell out of here. I don't owe you shit.
So you're gonna twerk?
So I've been practicing.
So, all right. So how did it feel like to hear your ass clap? Was it weird?
Oh no, I don't got cheeks like that.
No,
I got no meat on my bones.
No, yeah, I know. Hey,
no, but like yo, so I mean, fucking right. You being on top, right? You never like make your ass clap by accident, by doing the motion.
I wish.
Has that ever happened to you guys before?
Bro,
you guys
no
ever fart during sex?
You're just by accident. It's all never right. happened. You ever just been in the motion and it just happened? I'm just saying that it didn't happen to me. It's just a question.
All right. Welcome to episode 81. I'm not answering that shit. Welcome to episode 81 of I Know the DJ, the original New England podcast discussing all things DJing, music, nightlife, business, and pop culture, to the unfiltered opinions of host Snacks.
Give me snacks, baby.
DJ's Fingers and Cammy V.
DJ Cammy V.
Welcome back, everybody.
You're not gonna dab me, by the way.
Huh? What, me?
No, myself.
Oh, yeah, that's beyond a pause. That's not, you can't pause that. That was deliberate. That, what's the word you
used? Egregious.
That was egregious.
That was egregious.
But wanted to just dive right in. Fingers, please take us fucking home.
I mean, Drake dropped recently, but a lot of people are saying that also that Bad Bunny's release and his rollout kind of trumped Drake's whole album release. Do you think that's true?
Trump?
Tu sabe?
Bad Bunny is what he does really well is obviously he's crazy in the mix, one of the biggest artists in the world, but he's not overdoing it. There's still a mystique to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He doesn't really speak well. His English has actually improved a lot, but you know my point.
Yeah.
He's not like crazy in there. Like he'll randomly drop some random shit and people are like, what's Bad Bunny doing? Oh my God, we love Bad Bunny.
What do you think him and Kendall Jenner talk about?
Dude, I don't know. Beyond me.
I think Kendall Jenner sounds like Drake on Gently.
Oh my God. but the trailer video that he dropped for the album
was fucking crazy,
which was super dope. It was that super soprano, like Godfather vibe, yeah. Soprano
school,
vibe,
old school New York
gangster shit, where he reveals the haircut.
Yeah, dude, that took me back. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, I wasn't waiting for that.
But then there's all the wig rumors too.
So I guess he's been wearing a wig.
He's been wearing a wig, which I think is kind of unnecessary. It's pretty easy for a guy to buzz his hair off. Like, he could have just done that
morning.
Well,
he just did. But they just did the Latin Billboard Awards not that long ago.
Right, days before.
So his commercial was probably filmed way before that.
True. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right.
Just
you're
to keep the mystique and to keep the surprises alive. Because a lot of people like that trap, you know, that, you know.
Yeah, you're right. So, and he's just really good at, like, be subtle.
Yes.
He's keeping it simple. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I think his rollout completely trumped the Drake album.
And also, which is, they're always going to be tied to the hip. Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign.
Two of my favorite artists.
I think the day that Drake, he was supposed to drop or whatever around the same week that he dropped, that they're doing a, there's been rumors that Kanye's been in the studio in Paris, in Italy, going hard. Pause.
He's going hard in Italy, that's for
sure.
You
know what I'm saying? So, like,
cue the toboggan video.
The gondola.
So, they've just been dropping... snippets. And a lot I've been seeing online that people are saying that, damn, these two snippets sound better than the whole For All the Dogs.
Let's hear them. How about that?
Yeah, let's hear it. Cause you
Ty Dolla $ign's so fire.
I love him so much.
This is Ty Dolla $ign in the club and somewhere
Sweden.
Switzerland.
Sorry.
Switzerland.
The other one.
But Ye sliding on this, man. It's really exciting to hear him like this again.
This is Pablo.
What? Oh, I just got goosebumps, bro.
That's fire. That's
I just
fire.
Got goosebumps, bro.
You know how you always say how like Drake has a cheap bar or cheat code voice? I think Kanye has. Kanye's rap voice is so fucking sick.
It's dope, bro. Yeah, it just so fits. Sick. And then there's another one that dropped.
Yep, correct.
Which you see Kanye going all nuts.
Dude. Woo! I haven't heard this one.
You haven't heard that one? Run that back one time.
He goes, the fuck.
He goes nuts on it.
Oh, dude.
I want to hear Drake on drums like this. I want to hear Drake on drums like that.
You know what I miss? Is what I wish is what we talked about this before, but the new body joint. Which was Ty. Which was Ty and Kanye. Do I have that? Yes, I do.
Kanye is the only artist that fucking drops that keeps shit in the vault that are fucking cult classics, bro. Dude.
Yo, this shit is so fucking crazy.
It's so good.
This would be one of my favorite songs if it dropped. Oh my god, Ronnie. Yo, Ty Dolla $ign's so smooth, bro.
Oh my god. So they're saying Ty is his new Cudi.
That is true.
They're saying Ty's his new Cudi, which I don't mind.
Ty Dolla $ign is a fucking.
I love Ty Dolla $ign.
I love Ty Dolla $ign. He's so underrated.
Yeah. And Kanye's utilizing him in such a great way. A good thing about Kanye.
He needs good direction.
One thing about Kanye, and I don't want to bring up, keep you know tying Kanye to Drake, is what Kanye does best is taking artists and the newer sound and then making it his vision. Turning into his vision, like with Donda, he used all these artists, right? But they all sounded, they were on a Kanye song.
Couldn't agree more.
It wasn't Kanye trying to conform to them. They were trying to do their best. Kanye told, Nicki Minaj said she was so pissed that new body didn't come out. She said Kanye.
She went crazy on it.
Kanye made her do her verse 4 times.
And she went fucking crazy.
Nuts. So I can only imagine the first one. Dude. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, so people are saying that, hey, like, this is kind of over, you know, aside from the bad reviews on, for all the dogs, people are saying that these two, you know, news of dropping these albums have kind of like washed away the whole excitement for Drake.
I'm excited for, and I haven't been this excited for a Kanye project in a while.
Dude, that just sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And because he takes time off, like we, yes. you know, with yeah. our critique with Drake as well.
Focus energy.
But super excited and love all the new music out. Let us know what you think about the Bad Bunny record, because that's been highly anticipated as well. And Fingers, thanks for the correspondence, man.
Gotcha, buddy.
Something that I brought up to the group chat a while ago, and we thought would be an interesting topic, because we talk so much of the hippity hop. And you know, I'm just very, very curious of bringing this topic to the show. Best house record, best dance record of all time.
This fucking
now this where this becomes difficult is like, and what's kind of my beef with the dance world is the categorization.
There's mad categories.
There's the bass house, the tech house,
the trance,
the deep house, the Chicago house, the all kinds of different houses,
I might say. There's mad houses under the house.
This is my house.
And whose house? What? Sorry. All right. Not hip hop. Sorry. But I think we have an equal understanding of what we're going to categorize and consider for this discussion here. And the question that I posed to the group chat again was, what's the best dance record of all fucking time, man?
We're talking the best, not the biggest, the best.
I said biggest, right?
You said the biggest, which is a different answer.
Which is so biggest. Sorry. We're going to do what's the biggest dance record of all time and why? And we were spitting out tons of answers because...
This is a loaded fucking question.
It's a loaded question. Because this goes back to what, the 70s? The 80s?
Yeah, you could say. Like, Donna Summers type shit.
Like, Donna.
If you really want to go back, you know, I saw what I'm saying. It's a really loaded question. And then some people, like, kind of hold, like, the older and, like, Chicago starting house songs, too, as a holy grail.
Because we can go, like, you know... Talk about a lot of like the older stuff.
know what I'm saying?
If you want to get fucking funky with it, bro.
Speaking of Ty Dolla $ign and Kanye.
This is Mystery of Love.
Yeah, man.
By Mr. Fingers.
Hold up, hold up.
Yeah, see that?
Mr.
See what I did there?
You like that?
I like that.
You know, we can go there.
You could.
You know, Chicago House, obviously, you know, Big Brother. But also, just to remind you, House was discovered by black people.
Yes.
We grew up in the wrong era, man. That's fire.
Just make sure you remember that.
If I was out and I heard that, come on, bro.
When we talk about...
Kimmy definitely would have had a fro back in the day.
When we want to talk about some of the biggest House records, this is the type of shit I'm talking about.
The godmothers of house music.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know this one. We can do... You know what I mean?
I mean, you didn't even touch rhythm. You didn't touch Rhythm of a Night yet.
Yeah.
That's because we're not even in that decade yet.
We're not even that decade yet. You know what I'm saying?
But if we want to skip ahead, because I know some of the casuals listening.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know, might say something like this. Okay. Biggest dance records of all time, Fingers. Cammy V, you feel what I'm saying?
It's a wide range, man. You hear this in the club? Hands up. And automatically.
Transcends crowds.
Yes. Everybody.
Culture.
Yes.
Shout out my guy Avicii, man. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
So where are we at, guys? What are we thinking? Are any of the ones that I played, is that the answer?
Maybe with levels.
Maybe levels.
But I'm thinking something that is the bridge between those two generations of house music that you play. There's something in the middle. There's a big one in the middle. There's a couple. But the biggest one, I think, is probably One More Time. I think that is a very, very big house record that transcends all generations. Dude, I mean... Yeah. You're telling me you play this at a wedding, you're going to see everybody, like...
It's one of my favorite songs.
Some of the oldest guests at a wedding are going to come to the dance floor for this.
There's a video of me being 6 years old or something like that, going crazy to this song.
That's crazy.
It's an amazing song.
For me,
it has to be,
which is...
DJ Cammy V.
Following my gut, what keeps coming to mind is it Sonribo or Sonai? Is it Sonribo? Also Nike. Esa canción está pegado. Eso son Ribo. Also Nike. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's a hilarious reference. That's so good. I knew exactly. I was like, what? You know what he's talking about?
Yes, of course. He's fucking Latin. I'm fucking Latin, bro. Of course I know what he's talking about.
You did play the right song, so that was
yeah, exactly.
Too. Yeah.
What song samples this? The hip-hop song?
Ritmo.
No, there's another one too, right? Like a Jeremiah one? No, am I crazy? Am I mixing that up or something?
I think you're mixing that with something.
Don't tell them Fifth Sample's what? Rhythm is a Dancer.
Rhythm is a Dancer.
Now that song.
Now we're talking about, we're talking about Rhythm.
That song.
Rhythm?
Rhythm of the Night, I think the chorus part is the highlight, but this song, I think it's the beat.
Amazing.
The aura.
Ahead of its time.
The chorus.
The production for the time.
Like, you could drop this like this.
Is this a MK one?
That's the fucking OG, son.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's not MK.
The synth?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the artist, the house artist.
Oh, no.
You just said, what the fuck do you know about music, bitch? Dunk, dunk, dunk.
So your choice is One More Time.
Yeah. I think it's up there for discussion. Another one that kind of came to mind, Sandstorm. I think that's like one of those, you hear it and everyone knows that song. That's a big one.
So my beef with it, to me, this is a meme song, and your rebuttal to that is that doesn't make it not big.
That is my rebuttal.
I mean, it was big before the meme.
But even back then it was a meme. Like early YouTube days and stuff, you know?
Yeah, this.
No.
I remember school dances in middle school.
I know. That's what it brings me to.
This was the fucking record.
Dude.
You know how many little girls I seen get trampled because of this song?
Strobe lights on.
And all the dudes are fucking going crazy. And there's a girl like.
I have a distinct memory from like middle school where like we're in the school gym, you know, you got the teachers out in the back. The girls are like casually, you know, dancing with their friends on the dance floor. The guys are sitting on the side. Fucking, I mean, we weren't even looking at our phones because we didn't have fucking phones. We're just sitting there shooting the breeze. And then you hear. Sprint out.
Mosh pit.
Are you shitting me?
So for me, fuck, Maddie.
Sorry, guys.
I'm a scat man.
For me, what's in this in a similar vein to Sandstorm is like this.
Oh, you want to throw wrenches in? You want to throw the wrench in?
If we're talking about meme music. Yeah. Doesn't make it not big.
This is more of a meme.
Doesn't make it not big.
Yeah, you throwing a wrench in there.
Fingers, you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, though.
This doesn't make it not big.
Yeah. And if you're gonna do that, you gotta do Scatman. If you don't got Scatman in your Serato,
you ain't got Yeezy in your Serato.
You ain't got Scatman in your Serato without title.
I don't have this. Education portion.
I don't have this. I'm a scat
man. This is such a you record.
Play this this weekend.
Yo, dude, that shit ring off, bro. That shit ring
what
off.
What I mentioned, and this isn't my top, but this is really up there for me. Boston's Own.
Mm.
Armin van Helden. This is a fucking record, bro. Let me get to the part.
Yeah, this is fire. I didn't know this was Boston.
Armin van Helden's from Boston.
Didn't know that. To me, that's
a top 20.
That's a record, bro.
How about Pop Up Percolator?
How about I'll let you play that.
That get all the black people on the floor right there. You might get a hit. You might have got a hip replacement. Won't you hear this? You look like this.
Big booties to the floor. Big booties to the floor. Big booties to the floor.
You just see people just getting up, just getting ready for the drop. Because when that drop comes. Woo!
Kids don't know about this.
They don't know about that, man.
Dude.
That's why it's such a loaded question.
But
I think the biggest part where we all had the most debate. Where does Pursuit of Happiness stand in the grand schemes of the biggest house songs of all time?
So I remember you threw this in and you were saying that it's a top 10. I don't think it's a top 10
I think it
dance
is.
Record of all time.
The Aoki remix, though.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course. Of course.
My beef and low-key my beef with fucking
I'm good.
One More Time.
Oh.
And I'm Good. I struggle... And this is going to sound real. I almost don't agree with myself, but I have it's a thing that I'm thinking about when I'm considering these. If it samples something, I have like a weird problem with it for to be the biggest. Like, I don't know. Like, I think like One More Time being a heavily sampled record. Same with
Levels.
Music Sounds Better, too.
Yeah, fair.
But you said
the same thing with Levels. If you can be consistent.
Yeah. Levels. I don't think Levels is the biggest song either.
Not top 10.
Levels is probably top 10. I think One More Time might be top 10. I'm not saying it's out of the top 10. I'm saying it can't be biggest.
Okay.
And this is new school. My issue with this is, you play this at weddings?
All the time.
I don't think I've ever played this at a wedding.
You're missing out.
That
a surprise a surprise drop into this.
Yeah, it goes crazy.
Insane. I should have taken a video from this weekend because I played my last night edit that I made from that goes from Thunderstruck with the Last Night acapella.
I mean,
surprise drop in A Pursuit of Happiness.
What about a little Crystal Waters, bro?
Oh,
wait, I did that.
He did play.
Pay attention, buddy.
Gypsy, right?
Yeah. You Gypsy woman?
Yeah, dude.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
that was like
I
one of the first
did.
Ones.
Roll the fucking tape. How you gonna tell me I'm running?
I got
steering
you,
this fucking boat, buddy.
I got you back.
Basically, what we're saying is there's really a lot to consider, and we're talking about like 40, 50 years worth of music?
Yep.
Do we think it's going to be any of, like, a song from the 2000s? Like, I feel like if any, it's going to be Levels now.
Well, let's have a bigger conversation. House music that's coming out now,
ooh.
I'm seeing a lot of remakes. There's not much
originality.
Original cuts that are coming out. It's more, Tech House is in right now. Pretty much.
It's on its way out soon, though.
Yeah.
But we've been saying...
It's had a hell of a run.
We've been saying, like, was the peak of house in the 2010s? Was the peak house music... For Big Room House,
Big Room House was 2010s.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm finding myself, when I'm playing EDM out of the clubs.
I see what you're saying.
I'm for biggest records, biggest reactions, I'm still going back to the 2010s.
So if your question was, is peak house 2010s, I say no, I think it's 90s.
I agree with
but
that.
As far as like what the kids are consuming now and like...
you would say 90s is the golden era.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I do think...
For originality purposes.
But what happens in the 2010s is the rise of the festival. Of the festival
records.
The platform
for it, yeah.
We're talking about Swedish House Mafia.
We're talking about like Animals.
Armin van Buuren, Martin Garrix.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That has a huge role in terms of how people are consuming what is house music to them and then how they party. Pursuit of Happiness comes out of that. The Project X shit. You know what I'm saying?
That was massive.
So whereas the 90s house comes from the dance floor.
Yeah.
That you see what
these
I'm saying?
These are big dance records, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah. I think that has a lot to play into why you're seeing it as such. But if we go to like... If you do someone's auntie's 50th birthday party and you run these fucking dance 90s dance records, yeah, you want to see people
make a playlist.
Crazy.
Make a playlist of what we just sampled there.
I think what would be easier to gauge is pop house music, poppy shit like Rihanna, Usher joints.
So that's what I classify as EDM. That umbrella term that clubs were and labels were putting out to be able to come out with this.
DJ Got Us Falling in Love,
Uptempo,
Chris Brown. Sure.
Because a lot of people have issues with that being called house music or electro or anything like that because it's so poppy. But I think that's where that, you know, where it was on like every Hot Topic sunglasses and hat or whatever.
I can see the old school house DJs in the comments right now. You guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You didn't even mention this.
We're playing Moody Man right now, son. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we know what we're talking about. We're basically saying that you can't really gauge this any other way. Like there's just so much.
It's a big umbrella.
This is a big. You gotta have a chart. You gotta have songs laid out, man. It is a loaded question. I don't know, bro.
What did I say my answer was in the chat?
Like I changed my answer 5 times in my head already.
Yeah, you threw a lot at us.
But I said that there was one that was the answer. What the fuck did I say? Let me look up the best biggest.
I mean, you guys in the comments, let us know what you think is. I mean, what's
so the initial question when I asked the group chat? What was the biggest / most important dance record of all time? I know what I said. Oh, and I'm still sticking by it.
Oh, okay. Gangnam Style, right?
No,
thing is, how's it go?
Do guns and beans knock a chicken noja. I ain't to come to the rifle. Am I saying it right?
Oh, don't do that. Oh,
is it? You're not Korean? You're not? What are you?
He's Chinese.
Oh, you are Chinese. Shit. Oh, my bad. Oh, no, if you know. Right?
Oh.
Is that still, that's Tokyo, right?
What I think, my pick for biggest and most important dance record of all time.
What can
I don't know. Don't touch
me. Think about
I can get my
2002.
Y2K written all over this.
Yeah, this is when like Pure Molly was out. Pure Molly.
Bro.
Pure Molly.
But what this is my argument with Satisfaction is it fits the mold. It's stripped down enough. But still was mainstream, was pop, but it was still underground. And the music video is so iconic and was like taking over like MTV and all that shit when it was like big boy band vibes, big rock was still in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think this was a huge turning point for dance music into the mainstream clubs and into radio, you know, music video play. Satisfaction is my answer.
Okay.
So no show.
And still gets played. Still gets rings. So no show. You drop this ring.
So no Show Me Love. None of that.
Show Me Love is
it's a great pick.
One of my favorite songs.
What is love?
That's a good one.
I still play What Is Love.
You know, another song I'd be remiss to because I did put this in the group text. I think that's a good one. Call on Me, I threw in there.
Call on Me, but my beef was the remake. Yeah,
Valerie. Yeah,
I feel like Sandstorm is cool, but I feel like that's like a sing along.
I fucking love this song, dude.
This is a great record. I mean, and what most people when I was going through some of the convo boards, discussion boards,
this is huge.
I love this song.
Heads Will Roll.
Yeah, it was a big one.
So, hold on. You guys need to slow down.
Sorry.
Yo,
sorry.
We're getting too excited.
So, if you go into most discussion boards, I was looking at a lot of discussion boards about this topic because I was actually really curious what people thought. This was probably the most common answer I saw, which, well-deserving, amazing song.
Of course.
I could be in the worst mood. You play the song, I'm in a great mood.
But it's a sample.
It is the easiest, laziest chop of a sample. Yeah. It's like two semitones up from a Shaka Khan record and sped up like 10 BPM.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the record. There's a great video on YouTube you can find, I think from DJ Mag, which is the producers talking about how they made it, the whole story. I love videos like that. And it shows how fucking easy it was to make. So that's my beef with it, and that's where I it's going to be my top 10 probably, but not my biggest.
Yeah.
Heads Will Roll, we want to talk about New School, A-Track. Yeah, oh, my God. What's crazy is A-Track was on record saying he didn't get a dollar for this record, but he was able to trade for the amount of gigs he got because of this fucking record, because he became a music festival fucking staple because of this joint. Yeah. Oh, my God.
This was also, like, off the wave of Project X.
This was on the Project X soundtrack. I was in high school. This was a huge influence for me and why I started DJing.
Dude, really?
I was dropping fucking... Because not that...
Yeah.
And when...
Yo, I know. I did.
You're already on it?
Do you not listen to the mix I sent you? Come on, man.
Which mix?
The sports one I made.
Not the whole thing. It's long.
Yeah. It's in the first 5 minutes. That's okay, though. I'll let it go.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I did that.
That's fire.
Thank you.
One more time?
Yeah.
One more time?
Yeah.
Chop that shit up. Please.
Yeah.
Chop that shit up. Fuck you mean?
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, bro.
I know Swedish House Mafia was mentioned earlier. I mean,
yeah, I know.
And they have a Rolodex. They have some shit. This
rings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clarity.
Clarity.
Titanium.
We didn't talk about that. Titanium.
What do you guys know about Joe Stone? Nothing else.
Joe Stone.
Nothing else. You don't got it in your motherfucking Serato. Jesus.
Oh, I think I do know the song. If I hear the melody. Fire.
And those are like, that's kind of like a B record. That's not even
I think in Marshall Jefferson, Move Your Body. Is it Marshall Jefferson? It's Marshall Jefferson, right? Marshall Jefferson. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I want to see all the ladies out there.
Yeah. Move your body.
This is up there.
They have a really dope documentary on how they recorded this song.
I think I saw it.
It's really fucking dope. But,
what are you doing?
I'm trying to find that song. When I think about you.
I touch myself.
My heart ain't feel the same. Why after all this time?
I know. Fuck.
That's actually what I was trying to look for, and it's the wrong one.
When I think about you,
producer EJ throwing out "Better Off Alone" into the mix.
I mentioned this in the group chat. Yeah, yo, that has to be heavily.
Yeah, that's definitely a big one.
Can we come up with a top 10 collectively?
Yeah, let's do it.
This has to be in it.
Yeah, it has to be. Has to be.
No order. Because I don't think we can agree on order, but we can agree on the top 10.
I think...
Better Off Alone. Sandstorm.
I'm still sticking with One More Time should definitely be in there.
I agree. One More Time is in it.
Do you think Rhythm of the Night? No, Show Me Love. Show Me Love, I think.
Hold on. I think Levels deserves a top 10.
Yeah.
I think Satisfaction deserves a top 10.
It's Junior Jack, My Feelings. That's what I was trying to talk about.
Junior Jack, hey, yo.
Junior Jack, jacking it. Junior's jacking it.
If your Uncle Jack helped you off a horse, would you help your Uncle Jack off a horse?
Wait.
It's that white people shit.
Say that again?
If your Uncle Jack helped you off a horse, would you help your Uncle Jack off his horse?
Moving on.
Ooh.
Do you drop this?
Go to the chorus. Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah.
Why after all this time?
It's fire.
This is what I meant.
So good.
Oh my God. So good. They're not making house music like that no more.
That's so good.
We should make a mix.
I'm good and I'm feeling all right. Matter of fact, I'm blue.
Yeah, so I said this in the group chat discussion is that song I think deserves probably a top 20 spot because of how ahead of its fucking time it is.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my God. That shit dropped in like 99.
Yeah.
What do we have so far?
So you're kind of focused on that record. We're trying to do a collective top 10 of dance records of all time. Right now we have 4. Better Off Alone, Sandstorm, One More Time, and Levels. Do you agree that these should be top 10 records?
Yes, they're very arguable.
I think
you could argue it.
But do you think these deserve to be in the top 10?
Off the top right now, yes.
Do you think Sandstorm deserves to be in there? I mean, sorry, Satisfaction.
You're crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Cammy, you can say no. Yeah. This has to be a collective. Yeah. We all agree.
This was your number one pick, so I feel like I'm not going to rain on your parade. Yeah, put it in there. Yeah. Put it in there.
Yeah.
Put it in there.
I'll have it
there.
On the bench for now. Let's see. If we can come up with 6 other records.
Put it in there.
That we all collectively think should be here, then I'm okay with that.
Heads would roll. No.
Heads roll over Satisfaction?
No.
Over Pursuit of Happiness?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Then it's a lot. I feel like we're missing so much.
Well, we just list a ton of records, dude.
I know, but that was a lot of records.
Music sounds better with you.
Yeah, 10. Definitely. What about Show Me Love? What do you think, Fingers?
I'm okay with leaving it out of the top 10.
What is Love needs to be in there.
Okay, so if we consider What is Love, why does that mean... Rhythm is a Dancer is not in there.
I think What is Love is a bigger record.
You think so?
Yeah.
Cammy?
Then with the whole movie, it just made it bigger. It brought it back.
Cammy?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
What is Love?
Yeah. And it's been sampled so many fucking times.
Yeah. Still getting sampled.
We have 4 more spots.
Shit.
You know what we should do? We should do 9 and then leave the 10th one up for discussion online and say, hey, what's the one song we're missing?
I think we're going to get chewed alive anyway. With this list.
What about like the
I just hear it already. You guys house. Are the new guy. You guys are the old new school. You guys don't know nothing about house.
We just picked like half our list. Half the top 10 is like outside of the 90s. Like it's 90s and... before, so I don't feel too bad. What about the Chicago House records? Any of those?
So like Gypsy Woman.
Yeah. I would be okay with that. Do you need help over there, pal?
Yeah, sorry, I'm typing.
I think for Phil's sake, Gangnam Style needs to be.
That's so racist.
What?
Okay, so we're talking about like Deep Inside. Brighter Pause. Days.
Hey. Brighter Days is fucking fire. I still play that
Percolator.
A lot.
Later. Ooh, we didn't even mention this.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. That needs to be in there.
Yeah, it has to.
That needs to fucking be in there.
I think it needs to be in there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt. Man. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Lady, Hear Me Tonight by Mojo? Mojo?
Mojo, yeah.
Sheesh. Later.
Fuck. I'm going to remove myself from this conversation.
We put Better Off Alone in there, right?
Better Off Alone is in there.
Okay. How many more? 4?
We have 3 more.
3 more? 3 more to make 9 and 3 more to make 10.
Are we considering any, like, new school joints?
That's what I'm thinking about. Just what's the newest one? Much, like, newer ones.
What about Wake Me Up? I'm sorry.
No. That was the whitest thing you've ever said.
I apologize.
By Chris Brown?
No. By Avicii.
Oh.
Don't wake me up.
So I was like,
that was the blackest thing you've ever seen.
That shit was horrible, bro. In hindsight, that shit was bad.
All the auto-tune?
What about five more hours?
Speaking of auto-tune.
How do you guys feel about Tremors?
Oh, yeah, that's a
speaking of auto-tune.
Tremors, big one. What about Titanium?
Speaking. Speaking of auto-tune, everybody shut the fuck up. Speaking of auto-tune.
Speaking of auto-tune. This brings me back to Flynn Rink Free Skates. Back in the early 2000s. Yeah. Medford.
Fingers.
Skating around the rink.
Damn, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, we're touching on this one. We're touching.
I love Cher, bro.
We're definitely touching.
Yeah, touch my tip.
Yeah, I will later after that. After the pop.
This record.
No matter how hard I try.
We could probably just end it after this.
English and me inside and I can't break
up. Is this top 10? Is that top 10?
I don't know, but waiting for tonight.
That's not top 10.
If you're going to put Cher, I think that sits right next to it.
It came way before it. With no Believe, there's no Waiting for Tonight.
True.
Damn. Does Believe make top 10? I don't know if it does. It's a huge record, bro. Introduction to auto-tune in mainstream?
Yeah, man. Fuck.
I mean,
it's always been there, but that was like the biggest, I guess, yeah.
For newer producer EJ throughout I Can't Stop Flux Pavilion. That's like festival.
This trap.
That's like dubstep trap.
I think that's a separate category. Mm. I'm gonna say that if we
play Tremors. Play Tremors real quick.
Play Tremor. So
is that
I get why
that,
you're saying Tremor, but if
that's
we're,
not how that's like EDM, right? That's EDM.
If we're gonna talk about Martin Garrix, I think the record is Animals.
But I think this wouldn't even fit in house. I mean, are we putting a house music on the broader?
That's what we first talked about from the beginning.
See, that's why I can't. This is too much.
I don't think Tremor's top 10. I don't think this is bigger than Pursuit. Ooh, maybe. It's not bigger than Levels. It's not bigger than Levels, bro.
Dude, this is hard.
You're more likely to play Levels in any given room than Tremor. Bro, what are you talking about?
Tremors rings off right now.
It rings off for the crowd that it rings off for.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on
you play Levels at a wedding?
All the time.
Do you play Tremor at a wedding?
Not all the time.
Thank you.
Didn't I just say it depends on what fucking room you play it in?
You're more likely to play Levels at a given room than to play Tremor at a given room.
I guess. Whatever.
All right, fuck you, bro.
We're just going biggest of all time.
Looks like there's a spot for Satisfaction. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Better Off Alone, Sandstorm, One More Time, Levels, Music Sounds Better With You, What Is Love, Lady Hear Me Tonight, that's 7.
Throw Cher in there.
Oh, someone's going to fucking kill us in the comments.
I don't fucking
care. We're not going to do Rhythm as a Dancer?
Oh my God, hell yeah, over fucking Cher.
Well, put it in there.
I'll put it in there.
Pause. City Boy!
Two more. Satisfaction, I'm putting it in. Fuck it. Fuck you guys. One more. We're leaving it with one. We letting the people.
Let the people vote.
All right. Welcome to Bino the DJ's official biggest dance records of all time. List. What?
Nah, never mind.
I was trying to get him to wait. Go for it.
What do you want to say?
Never mind.
When I put on the announcer voice, I'm locked in.
Do lock yourself in.
Welcome to the But I Know the DJ official top 10 biggest dance records of all time. And because we love our listeners, we have only picked 9 so that you in the comments can pick the final spot. What we have is Better Off Alone, Sandstorm, One More Time, Levels, Music Sounds Better With You, What Is Love, Lady Hear Me Tonight, Rhythm Is a Dancer, and Satisfaction. That's in no particular order, but that is our collective top 9. Please decide what is our 10th pick. See what I'm in my bag? I'm really in my fucking bag. Give me that shit, son.
Give
Come
me
on,
snacks,
baby.
DJ Cammy V.
Whoops.
That's right. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, man, it's just.
What? What's the issue?
I don't know, man. It's a big question for me. It's just huge. I just feel like we're missing.
Are you going to be able to sleep tonight?
No.
All right.
I'm thinking about the comments right now. Let us know.
Let us know, guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of...
Would you let Kevin Gates spit in your girl's mouth for $1,000?
All right, goodbye. Good night.
No?
No, I would not.
Yeah.
And that spit like looked like white and dense.
I think. Listen.
That was crazy.
When I get down and dirty, I like to do different shit. You know what I'm saying? Spin the mile. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but are you doing
that? But
like,
that's in the moment and or some drunk activity. Doing it sober and not fully torqued is insane.
That's some semen retention energy right there.
And you know what's crazy? Like, it wasn't like that, like, that, like, clear spit. It was like that.
Oh, God.
That, like,
no,
gather,
dude, no.
That gather spit.
No.
It was, like,
that
white.
That was one of the most disgusting
and
things.
And it kind of, like, landed on her lip a little.
It was like a loogie.
It was
like,
white.
Like
It was. And then word on the street is she was pregnant. She's pregnant. Word on the street, the chickie spit in his mouth.
Now she's not. Sorry. All right. Can we end the show, please? All right. Good night, guys.